Amen. Well, let's get into the word of the Lord here tonight. The book of Psalm chapter 30, verse 5, and 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. Psalm chapter 30, verse 5, and say amen when you get there. All right. For his anger endureth but a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy, everybody said joy, joy cometh in the morning. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9. And while you're turning there, I'd just like to ask you to pray for Sister Annette. She has been having some really difficult situations as of late. And just feel to ask you to lift her up in prayer when you're thinking about it. Amen. Just lift her up in prayer. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. But as it is written, eye hath not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Amen. Notice there, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared. It's not here right now. He has prepared them for us for the future. Amen. That's where our joy really is in the future. Praise God. Our joy is not in what we have here right now or what we don't have here right now. It's what God has prepared for us that makes all the difference in the world. I want to talk about joy tonight. Somebody smile just a little bit. I know it's hard for some of you, but give it a good try. Amen. Go ahead. Pucker up your chin and get a little bit of a smile. Let's see a few teeth here tonight. All right. Well, maybe you don't want to show your teeth. I don't know. Take your teeth out and then smile.
There you go.
Oh, help us, Jesus. Amen. Well, let's pray together and let's ask for the help of the Lord tonight. Father, we thank you for the Word of God. We thank you for truth tonight. We ask you to anoint the Word of God, speak to each and every one of us in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. You can be seated tonight. And along the lines of what I've already said, one of the things that we need to see in living for God is that we're not going to receive everything that we desire here in this life. You've got to remember that. Amen. The joy of life is not all here in this life. Amen. And too many times we portray a walk with the Lord that God never said we could have. There are some that say that gain is godliness, but the Bible says that's not true. It says to avoid people that believe that or preach that, and it's simply because our reward is not here in this life. Amen. And don't misunderstand me. I believe tonight that eye has not seen and ear has not heard. Amen. There are some wonderful blessings in living for God in this life. And I can say from experience that there is no better way to live than to live for Him. Amen. No better way to live your life. No better way to spend your life. Because tonight you're going to spend your life for something. You're going to spend the heaven's commodity, or heaven's currency, rather. You're going to spend it every day. That currency is time. Amen. The Bible says that we should redeem the time, for the days are evil. Amen. Job said, man that is born of woman is full of trouble and short of days, something like that. And we understand tonight that when we try to do good, there are things that hinder us. We understand tonight that it seems as though the wicked of this world are gaining ground and the righteous are losing ground. But I want you to know that's not the case. Amen. The reality of the situation is that God has a better future for us than in this life. And I thank God for that tonight. Praise God, there's not going to be any hospitals in heaven. There's not going to be any blood tests in heaven. Amen. There's not going to be any weariness in heaven. But it is going to be a completely different situation than what we are in right now. Praise God. Excuse me. I believe tonight that the happiest life, and I say this not from the standpoint that I'm supposed to say this, but it's because I have found this to be true, that the happiest life is the life that you've lived for God. Amen. Outside of God, there's a deep, dark world out there. Amen. There is a big, bad, mean devil that will try to destroy you. There are people that are ungodly in this world. John came to that understanding, and it's really not a negative thing if you look at it the right way. But he said, we know that the world hates us. He got to an understanding that there was no love to be found in this life, no real true love to be found in this life. Amen. We cannot find love in material possessions because material possessions don't have the ability to give us joy. The only thing that can give us joy is love. Amen. And the greatest of all things is love. Love suffers long. Love is kind. Amen. But love cannot be love. I heard this just the other day, and I thought it was really great. Love cannot be love until it has freedom. Amen. Love cannot be love or cannot have love or give love until it has freedom. Some people say, well, why does God allow things to happen in the world? If he loves us, why would he allow that to happen? Well, if the Lord, sheltered us where everything was perfect and we were basically in heaven and we didn't have to worry about a thing, we didn't have any responsibilities, we didn't have anything that we were looking for, we didn't have any discouragements or anything in this life, if everything was perfect and everything was exactly the way it's supposed to be in our mind, the way it's supposed to be, then God would not have a way to measure if we love him. Amen. He would not have a way to measure. You say, well, God knows the heart, but the heart speaks out of the mouth. He wouldn't know if we had faith. You say, well, God knows if I have faith, but there is faith, amen, by action. Praise God. Now I know that you fear me. The Lord spoke to Abraham, and that was after about 50 years of serving God and walking with God. Now I know that you fear me. It's not that God was ignorant. It was that God now came to the place where Abraham showed God that he loved him more than anything else. Amen. The greatest commandment, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of your heart. Amen. And it starts out with the heart right there. Love cannot be love unless it has freedom. Amen. And freedom is the freedom to choose to love. Freedom is the freedom to choose to love. If God made everything perfect, we would just be robots. Amen. We would not have the power of choice. We would not have freedom to do what we want to do and to go the direction that we want to go. Amen. Your friend is your friend because you have the freedom to be a friend. But if you're told that's going to be your friend for life, and you decide you don't like that person, then after a while you're going to feel like you're being used. But freedom is free. Freedom is something that we've got to have. That's what makes America so great, is that we are the land of the free and the home of the brave. But there are so many today that are advocating governmental rule over people and taking away the decisions that we can make on our own. You say, well, if we make our own decisions, we're going to make a mistake. There's nothing wrong with making a mistake. Amen. If you don't make a mistake, that means you're not doing anything. Amen. Or it means that you're God, and nobody here tonight is God. God does not make any mistakes, but we make mistakes. And so what we've got to come to an understanding tonight is that serving God is just that. It's loving God with all of your heart. Amen. It is coming to an understanding of the free will. God has given me freedom in my mind, freedom in my speech, freedom in my actions. God has given me freedom to allow something into my heart or to keep it out of my heart. Amen. He doesn't want robots in heaven. Amen. He didn't go to the cross for robots. He went to the cross for free agents, free will agents, to say, I choose to love God and I choose to serve God with all of my heart. Amen. I've looked at him and I found that he is the greatest thing that I could ever get in my life. Do you feel that way tonight? I really feel that way tonight. Amen. We have joy and we have peace and we have all of those things, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And we have so many promises that we can enjoy. Amen. It's the happiest life that is lived for the Lord. That doesn't mean that everything is going to go exactly as planned. Amen. Not according to our plan. Praise God. It doesn't mean that everything is going to work out the way we thought it was going to work out. Doesn't mean that we're going to be successful as maybe somebody else is successful. We measure things, and the truth of it is that sometimes we forget the concept that we are here tonight to spend our time on small things. Let me explain just a little bit. What we have here tonight is not heaven. It's smaller than heaven. Praise God. What you have on your job is not what you're going to have when you get to heaven. Amen. It's a small thing that we're involved in here. The house that you live in, I saw a picture of a house for sale, and my, it looked like a mansion, spiral staircases and all kinds of things. And I thought, wow, I don't even know what it would be like to live in a house like that. Amen. But if you lived in a house that was the most expensive in the world, a castle or a mansion or something along that line, it would still be a small thing compared to the mansion that he has prepared for us in heaven. Amen. We forget sometimes that the time that we're living in right now is the time of small things. Amen. Matthew chapter 25 and verse 21, if you will turn there with me tonight, I want to look at a scripture. And Matthew chapter 24 and 25 are the chapters of prophecy in the book of Matthew. And I'm not going to get off onto prophecy, but this is kind of like prophecy in a way. Matthew chapter 25 and verse 21. And it says this, and he said unto him, and the Lord, his Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. Everybody said a few things. Just a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Everybody said many things. Many things. And then he says, enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Amen. Then enter into the joy of the Lord. I'm just going to read that one scripture, and you know what it's talking about. It's talking about the parable of the talents. One had five, one had two, and one had one. And it doesn't matter if it's five, two, or one, in relationship to eternity and in relationship to where we are headed in our walk with God, it's a small thing. Amen. It's not a big thing. You've been faithful over a few things. And maybe the guy that had two thought it was a lot, but it wasn't a lot. I remember one time in my life we didn't have a car and couldn't get a car, couldn't find the financing. It was back in the 70s, the late 70s, when everything was very expensive. Gasoline was expensive. Interest rates were double-digit interest rates, as high as 17% interest rates, and they just were not loaning money. And I looked around at everybody who was driving a nice car, and I'm driving a little orange-colored Pinto, Ford Pinto. Google that out, and you'll find out what that is. And it had been hit in the front fender, and it was dented in, and there was a hole about that big around in the floorboard. And if it was raining and wet, you didn't want somebody riding in the passenger side, because if you hit a puddle, it would splash in on them and they would get soaked. Amen. And I looked around. You know, it's easy to look around and to say, well, I just don't have what I need to have. Or I can't be happy because I'm driving a little Pinto. Amen. Somebody go speeding past me in a Bugatti. Amen. And here I am just chug-a-lugging along in my little Ford Pinto. Praise God. It's easy to say, well, everybody else is doing good, but I'm not doing good. It's easy for those things in this life to steal your joy. Amen. But the Lord wants us to have joy in our lives. We got to remember we are just here for a few things. Amen. We are here tonight. We're here in this life. And what we are dealing with are small things. Can I say it this way? The president deals with small things. You say, well, that's quite a statement. I don't think I'd want to be the president because of all the pressures. He has a lot of pressure, but I'm telling you, the White House is a tar paper shack compared to heaven. Praise God. The authority of the most powerful person in the world is but a drop in the bucket of the authority that God has for his people. Amen. We often forget that the coming joy that God has prepared for us is just that. He has prepared it for us. Amen. And so when we forget that our joy is not complete in this life, we have joy, but it is not complete in this life. And when we forget that, then we expect that all of our joy is going to come in this time, in this life, today, tomorrow, next week, that all of my goals and all of my dreams are going to come to pass. Amen. I was a young minister, and I was very inspired and always worked for God as hard as I could. I like to think that I do that as well right now, but probably not quite as hard as I did back then. And I remember writing down on a piece of paper goals for my life. And I wanted to reach these goals in my ministry and reach these goals in my life. And today I can tell you honestly that I have not reached all of those goals. But I'm not going to sit down and cry about it. I'm not going to lose my joy over it, because I'm just working on small things down here. Somebody said amen. I'm just working on small things. Walking by faith. And the Bible says in Hebrews 11 and 13. Let's turn there tonight. The book of Hebrews, chapter 11 and verse 13. These all died in faith. Everybody said, in faith. They had faith. They walked by faith. They trusted God. They loved God with all of their heart. They did what the Lord asked them to do. They were in faith. They, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off and were persuaded of them and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Praise God. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm just a pilgrim and a stranger in this world. I'm just passing through. Amen. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. Amen. I'm headed somewhere that is better than this place right here. And we can be full of faith and be in the midst of trials and tribulations. Well, praise God. Praise God. We've got to have joy, and we've got to understand what joy really is all about. And there are many today that do not know or consider the joy that's going to appear in the morning. His anger endureth but a moment, in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Praise God. And that's what we're looking for. Can you say amen? Amen. Amen. The whole thoughts concerning joy for folks that are thinking like that is that my joy is here and now. At the end of the day, they say, I had a good day today. Well, that's nice to have a good day today. Y'all don't look like you're having a good day today. I'm telling you, I'm going to get me a GoPro or something. I'm going to get a camera up here, and I'm going to take pictures of you folks. And then somebody's going to come along and take pictures of me. So maybe I won't do that. But you'd be amazed at the faces that I have to look at. And, you know, the Lord said in one place, he said, don't look at their faces. He told the prophet, don't look at their faces. Amen. Well, praise God. Amen. Somebody needs to have a little bit of joy. Amen. It's not the here and the now. Amen. Many today, if things go well, they're happy. If they don't go well, then they're not happy. If everything goes exactly as planned, I'll serve God. But if there's a bump in the road, I'm going to not serve God. Amen. That's not the will of God tonight for you and for me. What we've got to develop is a stable joy. Amen. A stable joy. Amen. That will find a realistic level. Amen. Not too high, not too low, but just a realistic level. Amen. You can't wander through life saying, well, this is the way it's going to be. That's the way it's going to be, so on and so forth. I overheard a couple of young girls. I think I was at a restaurant. I know I was at a restaurant, and we were sitting right beside them or right behind them, and they were talking, and one of the girls was just talking big talk, and she was talking about being a millionaire by the time she was in her middle 20s, and she just was having all these big, wild dreams. You know, it's fun to dream, isn't it? Dreaming is for the little five-year-olds with their imaginations and all of that. Now, I'm not against dreaming dreams and working hard for your dreams. But I'm just here to tell you tonight that too many times we portray our walk with God as something that is too high for this world. This world can only give you so much. Amen. This world is just the here and the now, and what we need is a stable joy that will find a realistic level. Amen. Then every now and then, we can get a glimpse of real joy, and we can shout and praise God for what he's going to do. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Isn't it exciting to have the Holy Ghost? It's exciting to have the Holy Ghost, but did you know it's just the earnest of our inheritance? We're dealing with small things right now. We're not dealing with big things. We're dealing with small things. And he said, you've been faithful over the small things, and now I'm going to give you something much greater. Amen. And that's the joy. That is the realistic level of joy that we need to have. My joy is not in my possessions, but my joy is in what possesses me. Amen. My joy is not in what I possess, but what possesses me. And so many, many today are going after a feeling, just looking for joy in a feeling. And that's where drugs and alcohol and all of those things come into the picture. Amen. That's why we have an opioid crisis in our country. That's why there are 70,000 people, I believe, every year that are dying on overdoses of drugs in America. More than died in the entire Vietnam conflict. Amen. And we have a crisis on our hands. Amen. We have a real crisis on our hands. And it's simply because there is many, many people. There are many, many people that are empty on the inside, and they're looking for happiness. Amen. Well, praise God. Happiness comes from serving Jesus Christ. Jacob had this experience in Genesis chapter 28 and verse 10. And I'll just touch on this here tonight. Genesis 28 and verse 10, if you want to turn there with me. I invite you to go with me tonight. Why was Jacob there? Genesis 28 and verse 10. And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. I've been in the land of Israel. I know what it's like down by the Dead Sea. But further south into no man's land is Beersheba. I never got to go to Beersheba, but one of the ministers that was on our trip decided he wanted to go to Beersheba, and he broke off from the group and went by himself down to Beersheba. And when he came back, he said, "You're not going to believe it." He said there were sheep markets down there. People were buying and selling sheep, and it was a desolate place. It's almost like desert in that particular area. And Jacob was there. He found himself in Haran, went from Beersheba toward Haran. He was there because of deceit. He was there because of a desire to have things. Amen. Now, I understand tonight that it was the things of God, but I just can't help believe that Jacob wanted the blessing and that he wanted to be above his brother. Amen. He wanted to have the most of the possessions of the family, and he wanted to be a big man. And so all of his conniving, all of his doings was from the standpoint of deceit and desire to have things in this life. If you please, Jacob had a picture of what would make him happy in his mind. He had a fantasy in his mind that if I do this, this is going to be great. If I go this direction, everything is going to work out. Amen. I call Christians that are like that, I call them electricity Christians because they follow the path of least resistance. And whatever comes along, whatever happens that looks good, I'm going that direction. And in that kind of a situation, you're always going to find yourself in Beersheba or Haran, running for your life, running from your troubles. Amen. And I said it this morning, and I'll say it again tonight, that poverty, the definition of poverty that I will get a hold of here tonight, is someone who does not accept responsibility. And prosperity, the definition of prosperity, is someone who accepts responsibility. Amen. You can be prosperous and be blessed in life if you will accept responsibility. Amen. You can't run from your responsibilities. Well, praise God. You can't fix your problems by stealing from your neighbor. Y'all with me here tonight? I'm here. Amen. Just make me feel like I'm here, all right? Praise God. Responsibility is so very, very important. Amen. I've got to be responsible with what the Lord has given to me. I'm not going to achieve my goals by lying. Amen. Lying is not the way to fix your problems. All you're doing is running from your responsibilities. And your responsibility, according to the law of God, is to not lie, but to tell the truth. Praise the Lord. When you tell a lie, the problem with it is you've got to tell another lie to cover it up. And then after you tell that one, you got to tell another one. And then every now and then you're looking over your shoulder to see if somebody has found out about your lie. And then when they do, you tell another lie to cover it up. Amen. Denial, denial, denial. But after a while, everybody's going to understand and label you as a liar. Amen. Someone who lies. I worked with a man like that one time, and he just would lie through his teeth. He had some of the most fantastic stories that you could ever tell, and not a one of them was true. Amen. And everybody just kind of went along with him and, you know, to hear what would come out of his mouth. But everything was a lie. Listen, you're not going to get what you need. You're not going to find joy in your life by telling lies. Amen. Because it cannot bring joy. Joy only comes when you make a conscious decision to take on the responsibility that God has given to you. Amen. If things are hard on your job, don't quit your job. Come on. Young people, hear me tonight. Don't run from your responsibilities. Don't go from place to place to place to place looking for utopia and looking for something that is going to be truly exciting. Amen. And can I say this as well? Don't listen to all the other people that are saying, oh, it's great over here. Come over here. Amen. Because they've just got a big front and they're trying to make everybody think a certain way. But the reality of it is when you get over to where the grass is greener, it's just weeds. Amen. It's not grass, it's just weeds. And it's not going to last very long. And so where does our joy rest tonight? Amen. Where does it rest? Amen. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Amen. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. Amen. When you get the revelation that joy is not in this life, the fullness of joy, but the fullness of joy is in the life to come. Amen. Then you can put up with and be happy in your present situation. Amen. You can have a joyful spirit. You can at least make it through the day without losing your mind. Amen. And you can go on and prosper and be blessed. Yes, even in a bad situation. Joseph did, and he didn't have the Holy Ghost. Jacob did. Yeah, he ran for his life, and then he started working for someone that was deceitful, and he just kept on going like this. Little bit at a time. It wasn't big, and when it was all said and done, he had a lot. And the reason Joseph had a lot and the reason Jacob had a lot is because they were faithful over small things. Praise God. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Faithful over small things. Amen. Isaiah 65 and 17. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come into mind. Praise God. That's a powerful scripture there tonight. He's going to create a new heaven. He's going to create a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered. The things that you struggle with in this life are not going to be remembered. Amen. Nor are they even going to come into your mind. God is going to allow us to forget the troubles of this life and the struggles of this life, and he is going to usher us into the fullness of joy that he has prepared for them that love him. Amen. Well, praise God. Isaiah 65 and verse 18. And I could read quite a bit here tonight. Actually, I think I will. Can you handle that tonight? All right. Verse 18, but be ye glad and rejoice. Everybody said, be glad and rejoice. But be ye glad and rejoice forever. Amen. In that which I create. Praise God. Be rejoicing and glad. There's joy. Forever joy. Amen. The things in this world cannot give you forever joy. You might get a new car and it gives you joy for a month or two until the first payment comes along. And then after a year and a half and you're still making payments, the joy isn't there, especially when somebody opens a car door and puts a ding in the side of your car. Amen. Or until somebody keys the side of your car. Or you're in a fender bender and now you've got to take it to the repair shop. And when you get it back, everything doesn't work exactly like it did when you took it in there. It's not going to be that way in the new heaven and the new earth. Amen. We're going to rule and reign for 1,000 years. Dear Lord, what can we accomplish in 1,000 years? I can't imagine, but I can't wait to get started. Praise God. I can't wait to get started. And he said, I will rejoice in Jerusalem and joy in my people. You see, God joys in his people. Amen. And the voice of weeping shall no more be heard in her, nor the voice of crying. Now, if you think about that tonight, God is joyful in his people. Amen. Heaven rejoices when one sinner comes to repentance. All of heaven, the angels of heaven rejoice when a sinner comes to repentance. Amen. God is joyful in his people. Are you joyful tonight in the people of God? You know what? Gavin, I'm not looking for you to give me the joy that I need in my life. And you're a good young man. I love you very much. But I know you're just a man. I almost said Isaiah. I'm getting Isaiah and Isaac mixed up. I call him Isaac at home, and I'm calling Isaac Isaiah. See there, I'm getting tongue-tied right now. And I love this young man, but you can't give me the joy that I'm looking for in life. Nathan, you can't give me the joy. I can't give you the joy. Your mother, your sister, your dad, nobody can give you the joy that you're looking for in life. And I could say that for every single person here tonight. There is nothing in this life. Oh, we're thankful for one another. But you know what, Sister Glenda, none of us are perfect here tonight. There's not a one of us. I know there's probably one or two that are, but we're not going to bring up their names tonight. Amen, because we don't want to expose them. But the truth of the matter is that every single one of us here tonight, praise God. Somebody smile just a little bit. We're not perfect here tonight. We get headaches. We get sick. We say things, and then we say, why did I say that? We do things, and we say, why did I do that? And sometimes we get the idea that God just shakes his head and says, I just don't even know if I can work with these people. Amen. I wonder what the Lord does. But the Bible says that Jesus endured the cross. And he endured it for the joy that was set before him. Praise God. And the joy that was set before him was a church. Amen. Don't tell me that God's not excited about the church in Augusta, Kansas, or in Wichita, or in Alabama, or Georgia, or wherever you're talking about. Amen. I can come along and say, well, I'm looking for joy out of this one or that one. And when I don't get it, everything is turned upside down and I can't have joy. Hey, I want to tell you tonight, you're not going to find joy in people. Amen. There's only one place where we're going to have the fullness of joy, And if we can look at one another as God looks at us, amen, then we can get along with one another. Come on, somebody. Help the pastor tonight. We can get along with one another and love one another in spite of our shortcomings. Amen. Because if you've got shortcomings, then that means I've got shortcomings. And when my shortcomings come out, you know what? I really hope that everybody understands. Amen. Somebody smile just a little bit. I hope everybody understands. Oh, don't worry about it, Pastor. We understand. Oh, that makes me feel so good. Praise God. I'm not going to be on trial from now on. I'm not going to be put in a jailhouse for the rest of my life and never be accepted again. Hey, I want to tell you, I love each and every one of you here tonight. I really do. I've been in places, oh Lord, I'm so blessed here tonight. I've been in places where there's been multiple ministers come through and got chewed up and spit out by the congregation. I've been there, and I've been to places where it's the other way around. And you know, after a while, you look at it and you say, you know what? It's just people. We're Holy Ghost filled. We're baptized in His name. But just because we receive the Holy Ghost doesn't mean that we are equal with the angels. We have not been translated. We have not been changed yet in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Amen. We have now received the grace of God and the power of God to do our very best to live for God. That's why the Scripture says, if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Christ Jesus the righteous, who is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. If God will forgive us of our sins, we need to forgive one another. Well, praise God. It's the only way I know to be happy is to have forgiveness. And sometimes you're taken advantage of if you forgive. But I'm telling you what, we do it because it's the right thing to do. Amen. I'm taking the responsibility. Amen. The responsibility that He did it for me. Amen. And this is what is coming. There shall be no more thence an infant of days, nor an old man that hath not filled his days. For the child shall die, probably by accident. A child shall die 100 years old. But the sinner, being 100 years old, shall be accursed. That's talking about the millennium, where we will rule and reign for 1,000 years. And it's obvious to me that there will be sinners on the earth in the 1,000-year millennial reign, but they're going to live 100 years, but the rest of us are going to live to be 1,000 years old. Praise God. Well, maybe it's a teaching session here tonight. And they shall build houses and inhabit them. And they shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat, like the locust or the bugs. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and mine elect shall long enjoy the works of their hands. They shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth for trouble, for they are the seed of the blessed of the Lord, and their offspring with them. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. I can't understand that tonight. I cannot understand that close relationship that we're going to have. But before we even call upon Him, He's there to answer our prayers. Amen. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together. The lion shall eat straw like a bullock, and dust shall be the serpent's meat. And they shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, saith the Lord. Praise God. I'm living for God, not for what I can get out of it today. My joy is not in what is happening today or maybe what's going to happen tomorrow. I've got my goals. I've got the things that I'm striving for. But I'm telling you, if you're going to do anything for God or if you're going to do anything in this world, get ready for a struggle. And if you're going to be successful at what you do, get your priorities right and look at life in a realistic point of view. Not too high, not too low. Amen. Somewhere in the middle is where that line is. And that line has a bump here and a valley here, but it never really goes way up or way down. Folks that leave that line and go way up and try to get a high out of something in life, usually when they come down, they pass that line and they go way down into a valley. But the very best way to live your life, amen, is be thankful. Be thankful, Gavin, when your mother says, do the dishes. Well, in our day-to-day, that means load the dishwasher. Oh, I got to do that. I'm just treated so bad around here. I've got to do this, that, and the other. Oh, my, help us, Jesus. I want to do the very best with what I've got. Whatever God has given me, I want to leave it a little bit better than what I found it. I want to go a step beyond. I want to go the extra mile, as Jesus said, because in reality, I'm dealing with small things. But he can't give us big things if we're not faithful in small things. Sister Reed, would you come tonight? And this is the joy that we're going to have. It's not here right now. Stand with me tonight. It's not here right now. There are joys in this life. Amen. It's a joy to pick up your grandson. It's a joy when you walk in the room and he gets a big smile on his face. It's a joy. It's a joy to raise children. It's a joy to pastor. It's a joy to have the Holy Ghost. Amen. But along with that little cute smile and that little cute face, you just want to squeeze him till he pops, comes a dirty diaper. Lots of them. Praise God. Along with relationships that are just going so great, all of a sudden there's a little bump in the road. Oh, well, I thought, don't think. Just expect it. Just understand that I'm living in life. I'm not living in heaven. I'm living on this earth. These all died in faith, not having received the promise, but having seen them afar off and were persuaded of them and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Well, then why in the world are we even here? Why don't we just go straight to heaven? I'll tell you why, because God is trying the spirits of men. He let Israel run out of water to see what they would do and to listen to what they said. He let them run out of food to listen to what they said and to see what they would do, to know what was in their heart, whether or not they would obey the commandments of God. You know what? The play is about to begin, and we're behind the curtain. Amen. We're behind the curtain, and the curtain hasn't opened up yet. We're getting ready behind the curtain, but there's coming a day when that curtain is going to open up and the real show is going to begin. I'm just preparing myself right now, and I can have joy. You know, I really love to go to places when you come in, people's got a smile on their face. Have you ever gone to a restaurant where everybody's upset and frustrated and running around and they can't get the order right and the lady doesn't know how to run the cash register and everybody's just real, you can sense the tension in the air. Has anybody ever been to a restaurant like that? Makes you want to stay and have a good meal there, doesn't it? Not for me. Not for me. I'd like to say, you know what? I think we're going to go somewhere else. But I like to walk into a place where they smile and they say, welcome to Walmart. You know, they pay somebody just to do that. I guess they're getting rid of that now. Now they're not really, they don't care if you're there or not. They're going to make their money. But it's nice to have somebody smile and say, hi, welcome. Hi, we're glad you're here. There's some places, if you go to Chick-fil-A, and I'm not promoting Chick-fil-A, but I like Chick-fil-A. And you know what? They sell chicken burgers, chicken nuggets, chicken strips. I'm not trying to get you hungry, and don't go by there after church because they're not open on Sundays. But they're trained. It works. There's a lot of people. There's always people in the line. And when you go through the line or you go inside, they'll say, I'll be happy to help you. And then when you say thank you, they say, my pleasure. My pleasure. And they say it with a smile. Amen. And they're happy to help you. I want to go back to that place. Amen. Ought to be that way when we come into the house of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Who wants to go to a church where everybody snubs them? Who wants to go to a place where nobody's happy, everybody's frustrated? No. If you wouldn't want to go to a restaurant, there's folks that don't want to go to a church like that. But they want to go when somebody greets them at the door or when they come into the church. Hi, how are you? It's so good to have you here. That's the will of God. That's the will of God. Amen. But I'm telling you tonight, and I don't even know how I got off onto that, but it was good anyway. Praise God. We have a responsibility tonight because we are dealing with small things. Did you know that your tithes and your offerings are just small things? Don't get quiet on me now. It's just a small thing. Praise God. I used to think it was a big thing when I didn't have any money. Amen. But I found out that it was just a small thing because we're going to walk on streets of gold. I cannot imagine what the mansion is going to look like. Not when I look at pictures of homes in this world right now. I just cannot imagine the vast wealth. Amen. It's like investing $10 on a stock and it climbs 5,000,000%, and you end up a billionaire overnight. That's what we're doing. It's like buying a brand new car for 5 cents. It's a small thing, but I'm getting so much more in return. Well, praise the Lord. Praise God. Anybody have any joy tonight? Amen, Pastor. Amen. I'm happy. Yeah, he's just preaching that because he's supposed to preach that. That's what he gets paid to do. But it's bad. It's going to get worse. Like the old song they sang, gloom, despair, and agony on me. Deep, dark depression, excessive misery. If it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. Gloom, despair, and agony on me. Whoa. That's not living for God, folks. That's the world. That's the world. Some of you older folks know exactly what I'm talking about. Praise God. I saw a bumper sticker one time and it said, life's hard and then you die. What a motto to live by. What a motto to live by. What's your idea of life? Life's hard and then you die. And I got a feeling there's some Christians living for God's hard and then I die. You got the wrong concept of it, my friend. You got the wrong concept of it. It's a joy to serve God. It's a joy to serve God. Amen. It's joy unspeakable and full of glory. Can we just love Him together tonight? Come on, let's just love God together.